This episode is sponsored by SLH Short Stays, an Airbnb superhost by Sophia Lambert Homes Limited, providing short lets in and around Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire in the UK. Their Airbnb properties are perfect for trades and holiday makers alike. Sophia Lambert Homes helps cash-rich, time-poor individuals build property portfolios completely hands-off. They'll search for your dream residential home or an investment property, saving you time and money. Contact sophialamberthomes.com for a 20% discount on their services. Hello and welcome to the Airbnb Superhost podcast. I'm your host, Neil Harvey, and after more than 8 years in the hosting games with over 1,200 guests and a hefty £250,000 turnover and counting, I'm here to help you rock the Superhost status. In today's episode, Success with Your Senses, we're diving into how your five senses can guide you to create the ultimate guest experience. Whether you're aiming for that coveted guest favourite badge or just looking to boost your income, this podcast is your ticket to moving on up. We've been focusing on the you aspect of my success triangle lately, a simple yet crucial framework for your success based on you, your property, and your booking partner, Airbnb. But now it's time to shift our focus to your property, specifically your accommodation room. I'll be sharing some key tips for setting up the perfect space for your guests, along with one of my superhost secrets that's been a game changer for me and my Airbnb business. So let's crack open the door and uncover what truly makes the perfect room. Ready to raise your hosting game? Let's do it! To parody George Orwell's famous quote from his book Animal Farm, all rooms are equal, but some rooms are more equal than others. Actually, not all rooms are created equal at all. Therefore, there is no simple one-size-fits-all, as everybody's rooms in their accommodation will be different. But over many years of hosting, I've discovered a system that can be applied to any room to make sure that they are as close as possible to being perfect. And how does this system work? Well, like all good methodologies, it's using the basics. Our five senses. Sight, smell, touch, hearing, and taste. They all help create and confirm our reality, and I use my senses as the basis for setting up the perfect room. All right, let's start with sight. You know how it goes, first impressions matter. When guests lay their eyes on your space, it sets the tone for their entire stay. So here's the first big question. Does your room match up to what you've showcased online? We dived into this on the last episode. Trust me, guests have bought into what they see in those pictures. So, imagine this. Your guest walks in and the room doesn't match up. Cue disappointment. Not the vibe we're going for, right? And guess what? Cleanliness ranks right up there too. So how do we nail that? Well, start with the basics. Just what's the overall look? Does the paintwork look tired? I remember going to a property where the front door was rotten in places and the steps were covered in weeds. Result? I anticipated disappointment before I'd even touched the door handle. So, does your place need a spruce up? Grab that paintbrush and get to work. A fresh coat of paint can work wonders for that clean, welcoming look. Let's make sure your guests feel right at home from the get-go. Right, let's dive into making your bedroom truly shine. First off, let's talk about the bed. It's the star of the show, so let's make it dazzle. Get creative with the presentation. Think crisp linens, plump pillows, and maybe even a cozy throw or two to add some flair if that's your thing. Now here's a tip from somebody who's learnt the hard way. Protect those furniture surfaces and keep them looking pristine. Sticky bottles and glasses of water may seem harmless until you're left with pesky watermarks or oily rings from makeup bottles. Been there, done that. Got the t-shirt. So invest in some made-to-measure 6mm toughened glass to cover them with. And trust me, you don't want any surprise spills ruining your carpet with stains and blotches. Watertight waste paper bins are the answer. They catch those leaking bottles of pop and are a backup in case any of your guests come back from a wild party. I've only ever had one guest who was too worse for wear to make it to the bathroom in time, and I was very glad that the bin caught everything. Oh, and about furniture placement, give yourself some cleaning space. Keep pieces at least the width of your vacuum head away from the walls so that you can get the vacuum in there to clean it. Lastly, for a thoughtful touch, why not display your house rules and Wi-Fi code in a cute picture frame or a fancy booklet? It's all these little details that make all the difference in creating a cozy and welcoming bedroom on first sight. Let's chat about lighting, because when it comes to sleep, we all have our quirks, right? Some folks love snoozing with the curtains wide open, basking in that morning sunlight, whilst others need a cave-like darkness to catch those zeds. So that you've got it covered for either way, if the room doesn't have blackout curtains, then install some blackout blinds instead. They're not very expensive at all. But let's not stop there. Have you ever walked into a room and felt that you needed a torch even though the light was turned on? Or maybe you've stumbled into a space so bright you needed shades indoors. It's all about finding that sweet spot with light bulbs. Not too dim, not too blinding. A quick swap of the bulbs and bam, problem solved. Happy guests. All right, let's talk about smell, because trust me, your nose knows. Be intentional about questioning the smell of your space. Ever notice how laundry detergent has that artificial smell added to it to make it smell clean? So do your sheets and room smell fresh? Please avoid using overpowering incense and strong air fresheners and so on, because frankly, they're not everybody's cup of tea. Here's a top tip. Squirt a fragrant toilet cleaner in the toilet bowl. It's a subtle sign of cleanliness, but nothing beats actually cleaning the loo. Now, what about lingering scents from past guests? Body products, perhaps, or body odour, even worse. Maybe crack the window for some fresh air. And dampness, that's a big no-no. If you can't fix the source, then a dehumidifier could do the job for you. And brace yourself for the unexpected, like finding a half-eaten curry tub at the back of a cupboard drawer. Aha, that actually happened. Lesson learned. Expect the unexpected. Yuck. Let's move on to talk about touch, because comfort is key, right? The first thing you notice when you walk into a room is the temperature. So is the property too cold or too hot? My partner and I once booked a weekend getaway, only to arrive at 10 o'clock in the evening and be greeted by a chilly apartment. Instant alarm bells! First thing we did was look for the heating controls. They didn't work. Next stop, a quick look at the boiler. Aha, dead as a dodo. So then a call to the agency looking after the property, and after a cold night, their handyman came round at 9 o'clock in the morning to fix it. Not good. We were there to chill out, not to be chilled. And for physical comfort, once again, the first stop is the bed. Guests crave a comfy mattress and cozy bedding. Trust me, I've had guests rave more about a comfy bed than any have about fancy wallpaper. And space matters too. My first room setup was a bit of a mess. Oversized furniture crowding the space. Lesson learned. Opt for functional pieces that maximize room to move. Is it worth the investment? It's a game changer. I've earned over £50,000 from that one room alone. And let's not forget the importance of a workspace. Airbnb's CEO himself knew it back in 2007 when he started the whole Airbnb business. Guests want a desk. I mean, who wants to balance a laptop on their stomach in bed? I certainly don't. Bottom line, every piece of furniture should serve a purpose, making your guests' stay as comfy and convenient as possible. Now, the fourth sense. Hearing. Is the room noisy? If it is, then what's making the noise? Is there traffic noise that fills the room? Is the noise coming through from other rooms? Is there a radiator hammering away through the night, as was the case in a very upmarket hotel my partner and I stayed at recently? Well, here are a few ideas to help you combat noise pollution. Some will be easy to do, and some will need you to reinvest the profits of your business once you can afford to. First tip that comes to mind is that you could offer your guests a welcome pack with disposable earplugs to sleep with. I mean, quite a number of my guests who are seasoned travellers wear earplugs by default. That's their insurance that they get a good night's sleep, whatever happens. And here's another tip. Install automatic door closers. The kitchen in my home's a communal area, Sometimes conversation is very lively as my guests cook and chat together. And when I started to host, I used to ask them, please, could you shut the door when to isolate the noise? Did that work? No, of course it didn't. So I then put on an automatic door closer on the kitchen door. This way, my guests could still enjoy themselves without their noise affecting other areas in the house. And just as an aside, this also acts as a fire break and it helps to stop the cooking smells filling the house. So triple whammy with that idea. And finally, for noise outside, if it really is a problem, install secondary glazing if and when you are able to afford it from the profits of the business. Remember, it will not only solve the problem, it will also upgrade your property. But it is a business expense, and so it is tax deductible. Now, the last sense is taste. Now, when I say taste, I'm not asking you to go around licking the wallpapers in your room to see if it tastes like strawberries or snozzberries. I'm talking about taste as in the aesthetics of your room. Bit of a pun on the word taste, but is it full of garish colours and odd artwork? It's perfectly fine to add an element of your personality to your rooms as long as it's done conservatively and tastefully. I mean, you might love having electric pink zebra print wallpaper and bright green and yellow polka dot bed sheets, but remember, it's not you sleeping there. And I've found simple patterns with muted natural colours and tones, with maybe a pop of colour as a centrepiece, works best. I mean, a busy room creates a busy mind, and you want your guests to feel relaxed. I just want to add that the best form of business you can have is repeat business. If you have guests who return on a regular basis, that forms a solid foundation for a stable income. And I believe that one of the main reasons I have such a great group of guests who return week after week and month after month, and some have booked with me on a regular basis year after year, is because I have paid attention to the above five senses. So now to my superhost secret. Hopefully I've explained how the five senses play such an important part in creating an exceptional bedroom experience. What your guest sees will influence the ambience. What they touch will determine their perception of comfort through the temperature of the room, the bedding and furnishings. What they smell will evoke relaxation, reassurance, rejuvenation. And what they hear will affect their tranquility and restfulness. Taste, though less directly relevant to the literal sense, should be considered in the context of the aesthetics of your decor. And together, all these senses combine to create the atmosphere, comfort, and overall satisfaction that your guests will experience. Basically, the quality of your offering. And why is all this so important? It all plays into my super host secret, which is the 10-second rule. That's it, just 10 seconds. You have 10 seconds before your guest decides if they like your place or not. If they like it, they'll excuse everything. If they don't like it, they'll find everything. They will make that 10-second judgment based on their five senses. I was talking about just this with one of my guests last year, and she said, that's so right. We booked a very expensive hotel recently, and when I walked into the room, I saw a big stain on the curtain. You know what? I started then to look at everything else, and I found all sorts of things wrong with the room, so I complained. I asked her, if you hadn't seen that stain, would you have found the other things? She thought about it for a moment and said, no, I don't think I would have started to look for them. She basically confirmed that making sure the five senses are happy in the first 10 seconds is vital to your guest experience, which in turn leads to repeat bookings and great reviews. And as you know by now, I love a good limerick about the superhost secret. So here it is. From the moment your guests through the door, they'll judge the room's ceiling to floor. And you can't remedy if they hate what they see. It's the 10-second rule for sure. To help me get it right, I have a four-word reminder that I say to myself as I stand at the door having prepared the room. It's bed, bin, bath, beauty. Does the bed look fantastic? Has the bin been emptied so there's nothing unsightly left in it? Can the guest bath, by which I mean is the towel there and well presented? And does the whole room look and smell beautiful, which is the beauty? Why do I do this? Because so often I have found that in my haste to get everything ready, I fail on one of those points. So by being deliberate about it and verbalizing those four words, it forces me to look and get it right so that the 10-second rule plays to my favor and the first impression of my guest is wow, not oh. Well, I hope this episode has given you some food for thought and been helpful in spurring you on to greater reviews. I've just shared with you things that I've observed over my initial 8 years of hosting and from visiting other Airbnbs myself. Sometimes, I confess, I found myself writing a couple of pages of private notes to my host because the 10-second rule made me say, oh, when I entered their property, when, with a few tweaks, that so could have been wow. Thank you for listening to the Airbnb Superhost podcast. Join me in the next episode when I'll be talking about what other things you should consider when setting up a room. My name's Neil Harvey. See my links for socials in the show notes below. Leave a comment if you'd like to and connect with me for more content. I look forward to sharing the journey with you. May your rooms be booked, your reviews 5-star, and those 10 seconds earn you a fortune.